but was not created by him. Its lead creator, George Coy, not a household name like the famous Bell, nonetheless played an essential role in building the future of telecommunications. Just as a telecommunications system could not be developed by a single individual or a single product development team, or even by a single company, the innovation journey we highlight in this book also involves players from multiple industries. And as we argue in this book, introducing system innovations, no matter how audacious, starts small, with a pilot of some kind from which people can learn, the equivalent of that New Haven exchange. Because it is hard for most of us to imagine a world before telephony, we rarely step back to consider, what does it take for determined visionaries to mobilize people and technologies to build the future? That is the question we tackle in this book. Certain kinds of audacious, world-changing innovations, like smart, green, livable, human-scale cities, are difficult to bring into being because there are simply too many things that have to change in a coordinated manner. These are the very real challenges of building the future, of bringing desired new and complex possibilities into existence, on purpose. They are considerable and at times overwhelming to contemplate, but they are surmountable, as human history has shown.